He's the beat writer for the San Jose Mercury News, covering, as you might assume, the San Jose Sharks. After three attempts, including back-to-back in 2010 and 11, they won the Campbell Trophy. They're facing the Penguins as West champs. Catch his work online, mercurynews.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle, at Curtis Pashelka. Curtis, appreciate the time. How you doing?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
All right. So you've obviously got a chance to cover some great events, but considering it was the first finals game for the franchise on the road, the home of Lemieux and Sid Crosby, you know, we're watching it way out here. It seemed electrifying on TV. What was the level of crazy last night at the arena?
Oh, it really built up to a nice crescendo, like just before the puck drop. Obviously, the fans here crazy about the Penguins. It's the top, obviously, the number one game in town right now. So, great atmosphere. I think everybody felt it. I think the Sharks even felt it a little bit. Maybe got some jitters, had some jitters going in the first period there. But overall, yeah, a great night. Great to experience. A moment like that, for sure.
One of the great storylines of this run, 36-year-old Sharks, Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau, the 1 and 2 picks in the 97 draft. But, you know, having followed these guys who had played almost 320 combined playoff games before taking the ice in a league final, you know them, you cover them. How cool is it that they finally got the chance to play for the Cup?
Well, it's very special. I mean, like you said, I mean, these guys have done it all except, you know, win a cup or play for a cup. So, you know, they said afterward, I mean, Joe said, you know, before the game and Patrick said, you know, after the game that, you know, it was just fun to be a part of an event like this and to get a chance to compete for the Stanley Cup after all these years. I think both would say that they'd like to play a little bit better in game two, and I think both will. But for now anyway, I think it was just last night, getting a chance to soak it in and then put that behind them and just concentrate on the game. But it was a special moment, no doubt, for both guys.
Yeah, and of course, late in the second, Marleau gets the goal to tie the game. But then in the third, Brian Rust of the Penguins comes across the blue line. He took a whack from Marleau. Looked like maybe the elbow came up a bit. So for those who haven't caught it, what was the ruling from the league today? And in your opinion, did they sidestep a landmine or was the penalty call enough on the play?
I think the penalty call was enough. I think the rules indicate that, you know, he wasn't targeting the head, and I think Rust more or less kind of just skated into it. He didn't have his, you know, he kind of was watching the puck a little bit. I don't think, Marleau was looking to get a shoulder-on-shoulder check and it caught the head instead. But I think it was, you know, it was the right call on the ice, you know, 2 minutes for an illegal check to the head. The league obviously took a look at it. Everybody was, you know, everybody from player safety was here last night at the game, so they got all the input and got enough chances to look at it. And, you know, finally this morning they said, you know, there wasn't going to be a hearing. You know, Patrick, it was the call on the ice was sufficient, and no further discipline was needed.
Talking with Curtis Pashelka of the San Jose Mercury News. San Jose goalie Martin Jones, who, for people who don't know, was the backup to Jonathan Quick when the Kings won the Cup 2 years ago. When you think about the onslaught he faced at times last night, that 2-0 deficit after the first period could have been much worse. I mean, even in defeat, could you say enough about the performance of Jones in his first ever Cup final game?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it could have easily been 3 or 4-0 at the end of the first period with the way the Penguins were carrying the play and getting shots toward the net. They missed the net a few times. I'm sure they felt that if they got a couple more on net, that they probably could have had an even bigger lead. But you're right. I mean, a guy like Jones, his first playoff run as a number one goalie, his first game in the Stanley Cup final, you just treated it like it was any other game. You know, his personality is that you can't tell if it's a training camp game or if it's the Stanley Cup final. He kind of has the same temperament, has the same demeanor as he always has. So he needs, he'll look to kind of keep that same game going into tomorrow night, and his teammates want to do a better job in front of him, so he doesn't have to have, 38 saves just to keep his team in the game. They could, help him out a little bit by taking away a few of those shots.
Yeah, speaking of the defense in front of him, they flashed a graphic about Brent Burns, who joined Hall of Famers like Brian Leetch of the Rangers, Al MacInnis of the Flames. Just his offensive productions so far in the playoffs over the last 30 years is just unbelievable. But he had a couple of injury-plagued seasons. But last year in this particular, how much of a force has he been? As I guess you would say he's one of the veteran leaders on that defense.
Oh, he's been a huge force for them. I mean, obviously, he set franchise records for goals in his season and for points in his season. A lot of things kind of went into that. I mean, obviously, last year was his first full season back as a defenseman after spending about a year and a half as a forward. So he, last year was a bit of an adjustment for him. I mean, he had a few different partners that he was playing with, so that kind of added to kind of the complexity of it all. But this season, right from the get-go, he's had Paul Martin as a defense partner, who's really kind of steady things for him and allowed him to, allowed his talents to really kind of come through, his ability to take the puck up the ice, his shooting ability. While he's creating offense, a guy like Paul Martin is able to kind of be that stay-at-home guy and steady things on the defensive end. So, Burns has also kind of credited the coaching staff, too, as a lot for the season he's had. So a lot of things, Brent has had a phenomenal season, but, he'll be the first to admit he's had a lot of help this season to get to where he is.
Now, you mentioned the coaches, and of course it was about a little over a year ago, Doug Wilson, the team GM, introduced Peter DeBoer as the new coach. He had taken the Devils to the Cup Finals 4 years ago, took over for Todd McClellan, who had been there since 08. If you can hearken back among your colleagues, media members, fans you heard from, what was the general feeling when he got the job and the kind of coach he's been this season?
Well, there was, it was a bit of an unknown. I mean, Pete was, he had been a coach for 3 years in Florida. That's where he kind of got his start as an NHL head coach. And then he went to New Jersey and, like you said, took the team to the Cup Final in his first season there. So we really didn't quite know exactly what he was going to bring to the table, how he was going to be able to help the Sharks flourish like he has. But, he's been a guy, since day one who's really tried to build up the confidence of the team. And he said himself, he walked into a good situation. He's got a team ready to win now. He's got a hungry team after they missed the playoffs in 2015. And so he felt that, he coming in that, he could put his stamp on things, but he already had a lot of the groundwork was already laid because he had such a veteran group that was ready to put the past behind them and move forward. So he's done a tremendous job as far as working with this group and putting his own stamp on things. And basically since the midway point of the season, when early in January, this team has gotten used to his system and played really well down the stretch and continuing that through the first three rounds of the playoffs here.
All right, final thought for Curtis Peschelka of the San Jose Mercury News. Rough start last night. They tie it, then the bad break with Burns losing his stick led to the late game winner. So you were there for the team skate today. It was game one. It was on the road. How would you describe the mood of the team and maybe their confidence level heading into game two tomorrow night?
Well, I think they're still a pretty confident group. I think it's a little bit more. The attitude and the vibe I got today was a little bit more businesslike. They know they can't really afford to go down 0-2 to this Penguins team. The history shows that not just Sharks, but any team that falls behind 2-0 in a Cup final, usually it means that, usually it goes on to lose the series. So a little bit more businesslike tonight. You know, today I'd say, you know, this is still a pretty confident team, but they know they got, they work hard for them to even the series tomorrow night and go back home with a chance to go up 2-1 on Saturday back at San Jose at SAP Center.
Awesome. Follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at Curtis Pashelka, Pashelka. You can catch his work for the Merc News online, mercurynews.com. Great stuff. Thanks so much for your time and input. Curtis, enjoy the rest of the finals. Travel safe, and look forward to catching up again down the road.
Will do. Anytime. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take it easy. Curtis Pashelka, San Jose Mercury News.